Okay, go ahead, Tom. Are y'all doing the check, you guys?
We're starting it off right now, John. I'll give you a heck when we're going down.
Snoop, Houston, you'd give us a warm feeling if you could talk us through this.
Okay, cabin guest, return egress. How do you read me Vox, Houston?
Reading you 5 by, Snoop.
Yeah. Cabin guest, return. Wait a minute. Start here, babe, or back here? Okay, Houston, I'm starting at 9605, step number 2. Is that correct?
That's affirmative. Before you get started, we want both press regs A and B to egress. Over.
Both press regs A and B to egress.
I've got an egress. Let's go.
Roger, there, egress. Cabin guest return, egress. Verify overhead cabin dump valve open. Open?
No, that's affirmative.
Okay, cabin repress closed.
No.
Got it closed?
Affirmative.
Press reg B, egress. B, bravo. Okay? Okay, forward coming cabin dump valve open and then auto at 3.5. Why don't you get that time and I'll tell you when.
Okay, I'm
well,
reading a minus a half PSI on my CM limb pressure gauge right now.
Houston, where is the seat gas diverter valve on this?
Should be in...
Suit gas diverter valve should be in egress.
That should be right. That's what we figured. Okay. And just to verify, we got press reg A in egress and press reg B in egress. Is that correct?
Affirmative.
Okay, we're going to start dumping the cabin down to 3.5.
Roger.
Do it slowly, babe. Okay, there's 5.
Okay, I have
four
a half PSI.
4.5. 4.2.
Okay, I have 1 PSI.
4.0. 3.8. There, shoot to hold it. 3.5. Stop it, Tom. Okay, we're down
at
1.5
PSI.
Roger, Snoop, we copy 3.5
PSI.
And we copy Charlie Brown 1.5 PSI. Now, let's hold for a couple of minutes to get a hatch integrity check. Charlie Brown, watch your cabin pressure. Over.
I'm watching her.
This is like spring in Chicago in here. There's snow all over the place.
Roger.
Hey, Tom, I'm going ahead with the ags bit while I can.
Okay, what's you guys' pressure there?
Snoop, are you holding in
okay,
3.5?
Okay, pressure started to build up, which meant the tunnel pressure built. Yeah, it started to go up to 4.
Okay, mine's down to 1 now.
Houston, did you read Snoopy? Our pressure went from 3.5 up to 4, and then Tom just closed the overhead dump valve.
Roger.
Okay, mine's holding at 1 right now. That's because they built theirs up, I guess.
Charlie Brown and Snoop, we're satisfied with the hatch integrity check and the CSM. Now, before you repressurize, go to cabin gas return to cabin. Over.
Roger, cabin gas return to cabin.
Okay, you can start repressurizing now, and we'd like to get you when you get back into configuration, we'd like a hatch integrity check for you too. Over.
Okay. You want cabin gas return to auto is what you want, isn't it?
That's affirmative.
Okay, and we're ready to repress, I guess, at this point.
Roger, go.
Okay, Houston, we're up to 5.
Roger.
You had a procedure for us, payment. Okay, do you have a procedure for us for an integrity check?
Say again, Snoop.
Hey, you're going to pass us a procedure for a hatch integrity check?
Negative. Just get in configuration, and if you hold pressure, that's good enough for us.
So we're okay.
Okay, fine. You can press on. Over. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, only thing is, reminder is press regs A and B back to cabin, over.
Roger, we're getting them, Charlie.
Roger.
Okay, we're maneuvering back to the attitude this time, Tom. We're going to be a little more rigorous now.
Charlie Brown, Houston, two things for you. We'd like another readout on the LEM CM Delta P, and also disable all roll jets over until we can get undocked.
Roger, all roll jets coming off, and LEM CSM Delta P is 0.9.
Roger.
Houston, this is Snoop. I gave the AGS a update and an alignment, and then when I checked VERB 83, my local vertical angle, it was off by about 20 degrees, so I'm going through the procedure again.
Roger, we have a K-factor update for you, over.
Okay, fire it.
Roger, 090-00-0300.
Zero nine zero 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 three zero zero.
Affirmative. Snoopy, Charlie, this is Houston. We'd like to, we got a little problem with your gyro platform. It appears in X gyro torquing angles a little large. We'd like you to repeat the drift check. Over.
And you want us to repeat the drift check. Roger, give us a second here.
Roger, that's on page 43.
When I load into K-Factor, I just load it in verb in 90, don't I? Huh?
Charlie Brown, Houston, we'd like one more readout of the LEM CM Delta P, over.
Roger. Gas point 8.
Roger. Snoop, Houston, we copy you entered the K-Factor wrong. We need 90 hours and 3 seconds, not 30 seconds. Over.
Okay, 90 hours and 3 seconds. My mistake.
Charlie Brown and Snoop, we have 30 minutes to LOS. If we don't get the RCS hot fire in, we're still go for undocking. You can do that on the backside, over.
Roger, what's the latest time for undocking now, Charlie?
Stand by.
Tom, you go ahead and get that drift.
Snoop, Houston, the undocking time is 98:22. You got an hour and 4 minutes, over.
Roger, 98:22:00. Charlie Brown, super ready to do another one of those drift checks. Let me know when you have verbo 6 down 20, and I'll give you a mark when they enter. Over.
Go, over.
Roger. 3, 2, 1, mark.
Okay, plus 00393, plus 01300, plus 0428.
Okay, copy, Jim. 00393 01300 and 0428. We need one more number.
00428.
Okay, got it.
Snoop, Houston, let me read you the angles that we got and,
okay.
See if they confirm. You ready to copy?
What was the copy?
No. Roger. For the CFM, it's +00393.
They got out of
plus zero one three zero zero.
Roll angle.
Plus 00428.
So
for the limb, plus 2 9er 9er 5 9er. Plus 1 9er 2 8 5. Plus 3 5 5 7 8. Over.
They had quite a problem here trying to vent the tunnel. When he crawled in last night and he pulled the drogue out, the Mylar in there, the sealer. How can I be on
foot? Snoop, Houston, somebody cut in on us here on the loop. Did you copy those angles?
Roger, I copied them and they were correct. We're going to go ahead and go through the DAP throttle set here.
Roger.